十多年以前，我参加中西部的夏令会。
Brother tells me that 20 or so years ago, I joined the Midwest.
那个时候是在 St. Mary.
It was the St. Mary at the time.
非常高兴现在再能够回到这里来。
I'm very glad to be back.
这次回来，我看到很多很多年轻有为的牧师在这一带的地方。
This time I see that there are many young and energetic young pastors in this area.
心里面实在充满了喜乐和感谢。
And my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
我深深地相信，
because I deeply believe,
神要使用这些的同工们。
That God plans to use these co-workers.
我很羡慕，也很尊重所有牧会的传道人。
I admire and I respect all the pastors.
所以在基督使徒15年以后，
That is why, after working for over 25 years at the AFC,
我现在又回到牧养教会的工作上。
Today I have returned to the pastor.
我是从零开始。
I began with zero.
我在学习怎么样子牧养教会。
I am learning how to pastor.
我再次说，我非常尊重那些在教会里面牧养的同工们。
I want to say again my great respect.
而经过了二十多年，中西部的夏令会越来越成长。
After 20 years, we see the growth of the Midwest meeting.
我相信今年比去年更好。
I trust that this year was better than last year.
这不过比明年差一点。
But not quite as good as next year.
我特别在这里感谢神。
I want to thank the Lord.
我是用恭敬诚实的心来感谢神。
With a respectful and reverent heart.
七年以前。寇思远弟兄跟我同样的心脏开了刀。
Brother Ko and I both had heart bypass surgery.
他一直说我们两个人是难兄难弟。
He said that we are trials about trial buddies.
我们都是在灵粮堂里面有牧会的经验。
We both were pastors of the same church.
后来神用不同的方法带领我们。
And through different ways God guided us.
当我心脏开刀以后。
So that after I and my operation.
他一直关心我。
He was very, he cared for me.
他说我们是难兄难弟。
He said we are trouble.
不，他已经到神那里去了。
But he is now with the Lord.
我今天仍然能够站在这里。
Yeah, today I stand before you.
第一，完全是神的工作，神的恩典。
First of all, because of the grace of God.
也请各位特别为我祷告。
And please pray for me.
心脏开刀以后啊。
After a heart surgery.
有的时候晚上不太容易睡觉。而且常常背会酸痛。
Sometimes my back hurts.
所以你们不要以为我欢喜穿西装。
Don't think that I enjoy wearing suits.
因为我穿了以后对背痛会比较减少一点。
Because in the suit, it's better for my back.
比较温暖一点。
It keeps me warmer.
哦，另外一个原因，因为我从 Dallas 来。
Another reason is because I came from Dallas.
我们那边的天气很热很热。
It's very hot over there.
我到这里来觉得好像秋天一样，很
舒服。I feel like it's already autumn here.
我感谢神的恩典。
I thank the Lord.
当我心脏开刀以后，我得了一个另外一个很严重的毛病。
That after my heart surgery, I had a new problem.
不，这个病我很 enjoy.
A new symptom that I enjoy.
我的毛病就是气管炎。
A symptom known as 气管炎。
就是气质管得很严。
which in Chinese means my wife is keeping a close eye on me.
这次因为我妈妈的缘故，她不能来。
Today, because of my mother, she cannot come.
她要在家里面陪我的母亲。
She has to stay with my mother.
不，她有 remote control. Now, don't talk too much, okay?
她告诉我不要讲太多。
她一直为我祷告。
She's praying for me.
一直照顾我。
She cared for me.
所以神今天让我仍然能够站在这里。
So that today, by God's grace, I stand.
我需要各位多多的为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
求神自己的灵能够托住他的仆人。
May God's grace sustain His servant.
让我们用圣经的一起打开新约启示录最后的一章圣经。
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Revelations, the last.
我想这个应该没有问题。
The last chapter.
因为我发现有很多的人看圣经的时候，你要叫他找圣经，他都从创世纪开始找起。
I notice that many people, when you look up a passage, you always start with Genesis.
因为摩洛是在创世纪那边。
Because more
index.
The index is in at the beginning of the Bible.
所以他一开始找圣经就从创世纪开始找。
So they always start.
Now, by the way, 我要问各位一个问题。
By the way, I want to ask you a question.
不知道是不是每个人都有带圣经来？
Did everyone bring a Bible?
请你把你的圣经举起来。
Can you raise your Bible?
我发现今天要谢谢。
Thank you.
有很多的人听到不带圣经。
Often I discover many people don't bring Bibles when they hear.
我在香港三年，我感觉到香港很多的人礼拜一到礼拜六看马经，礼拜天听圣经。
I noticed in Hong Kong that Monday to Saturday they study the horse tracks, and then on Sunday they read the Bible.
他们不是 read the Bible, they just listen. 他们从来不带圣经。
In fact, they don't.
我实在很奇怪。很多的人 spiritually on diet，
好像是零减肥。
他们一个礼拜听一次道可以 last for whole week， 一个礼拜听一次道以后，天天可以不看圣经。所以这次退休会你一定要有圣经。
So this in this retreat you should have a Bible。
每一次你来聚会的时候，你要把圣经带来。
You should bring your Bible to every meeting。
现在我们一起看启示录第二十二章。
Turn to Revelations 22。
最后的一章圣经
The last chapter in the Bible.
我们要念几个三个地方的圣经
We want to read three passages.
请各位特别注意到有几个字是一直有的
Please pay special attention to the repetitive words.
By the way, 当我讲到的时候我有一个毛病
By the way, when I speak, I have a habit.
我盼望各位不要讲话
I hope that you will be quiet.
翻圣经的时候也不要讲话
And do not speak even a short
time. 那个时候你只是动手不动嘴。
So you would only turn without speaking.
不要告诉旁边的人第几章第几节第几章第几节。
Without verbal help to your
我们有一个很坏的一个习惯。
We have a bad habit.
传道人讲第几章的时候你不留心听讲完以后问第几章第几节。
We miss it when it's spoken.
所以我们要养成一个习惯。
So we need a habit.
不要在听到的时候讲话。
To
后面如果有人翻广东话，请你的声音 volume 低一点。
Please lower the volume in the Cantonese translation.
因为我不需要听见你的声音。
Because I don't need to hear you.
谢谢啊。
Thank you.
启示录第二十二章。
Revelations chapter 22.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
我们大家一起念来。
Let's read it together.
看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的有福了第二个地方在第十二节
The second passage is verse 12
第十二节说一起来看啊我便快来赏罚在我要照个人的所行的报应他最后我们看第二十节
Verse 20
证明这事的说是了我便快来阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来我们这次的主题
The theme for this retreat
就说主啊我愿你来
Is come Lord Jesus
当我们看完启示录二十二章的时候
When we finish reading chapter 22 of
Revelation 我们看见有三次说我必快来
Three times we read the words I am coming
到最后那个写书的人说主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Finally, the writer says, "Come, Lord Jesus."
主啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
这个是理性方面的响应。
This is a rational plea.
也可以说是感性上面的爱慕。
And it could be, it's also an emotional longing.
在这里我们看见两方面，这个不是单单一个感性上面、感情上面的说，主啊，我愿你来。
This is not simply an emotional response, Lord.
那是在理性上面说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
But rationally, we say, Lord, I will that you come.
在这里，我们看见一件事情。
We see an important
point. 我们的信仰不是单单感性的、感情的，也是理智的。
Our faith is not simply emotional; it is also rational.
这里讲到主耶稣都快要再来。
It says here that the Lord is coming soon.
保罗在提摩太后书第四章第八节里面告诉我们。
Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 also says.
在那个时候，保罗特别提到一件事情。
He made specific reference.
保罗说：“从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是 按照公义审判主的主到了那里要赐给我的，不但是赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
各位，你知道吗？今天我们在这里聚会的每一位，我们是特别蒙恩的一班人。
Today, every one of us who is here is under grace.
我们是一般爱慕主显现的人。
We are those who long for His appearing.
爱慕主的显现是从我们感情上面的一种理发表，我们内心里面的一个呼求。
This longing in our hearts is a cry from the depth of our hearts.
我们盼望主耶稣都快要再来。
We long passionately for His.
这里告诉我们说，他会赐给我们公义的冠冕。
It says here He will give us a crown of righteousness.
巴不得今天在我们当中的每一位，真是从内心里面爱慕主的显现。
May every one of us long for His appearing.
主要赐给我们那公义的冠冕。
Because He will give us a crown of righteousness.
不，今天我们在这里要思想到，我们在理性上面知道主一定快要再来。
But we also need to consider rationally what we know about His coming.
因为在这里主说一而再再而三说我必快来。
Because three times He said, I am coming soon.
请你记得基督耶稣的道理。
Remember the teaching of Christ.
不，这个是不单单是一个宗教。
It's not only a religion.
这是一个关系。
It is a relationship.
不是单单是一些信条。
It is not a bunch of doctrines.
是你跟主耶稣基督个人的关系。
But an intimate personal relationship.
这里说是我愿你快来。
I long for your coming.
所以今天如果在我们当中有人，你还没有你自己个别跟耶稣发生关系。
So if there's anyone here who does not yet have a personal relationship with Christ,
你就不能讲这句话。
Then you cannot say this.
主啊，我愿你快来。
Lord, I long for your coming.
所以在这里我们看见主耶稣基督的再来。
So in the, we see that the coming of Christ
是很多的基督徒内心里面的一个呼求。
It is the cry, the inner cry of many Christians.
在这个时代。
In this generation.
弯曲的时代。
This complete, this generation.
背谬。
This crooked
generation. 淫乱。
This adulterous.
邪恶。
This evil,
仇恨,
this hateful
generation, 凶杀,
this perverse,
征战,
this warring generation,
情欲横流,
this lustful and immoral generation,
毒品泛滥的时候,
this is a place of drugs and intoxication.
很多人的内心里面说, 主啊, 我愿你快来。
Many people say, Lord, come soon.
哦, 有的人说, 这个是不是基督徒另外一种形态的逼死主义。
Many people say maybe this is a form of asceticism or escape.
我们逃避现实。
We want to escape from reality.
我们单单说主啊，你快来吧。
We want to say, Lord, come soon.
我告诉弟兄姐妹们，这个不是逃避现实。
I tell you, this is not asceticism.
这个不是单单说我们躲在沙里面说主啊，你快来了。
This is not sticking our heads in the sand and asking.
在提多书第二章第十二节第十三节里面告诉我们。
In the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 13.
我们是等候有福的指望。
While we wait for the blessed hope.
这个是一个有福的希望。
This is a blessed hope.
各位，你记得不记得 C.S. Lewis 在他所写的书里面。
Do you remember C.S. Lewis in his writings?
在他写的一本很有名的书叫做《基督徒的行为》。
A very famous book called Christian Behavior.
他怎么说呢？
He said,
我们都知道《哥林多前书》第十三章里面说，
We all know in 1 Corinthians 13.
如今长存的有信有望有爱，其中所长所最大的就是爱。
Three things are eternal: hope, love, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
这是基督徒的三种美德。
These are the three virtues of a Christian.
C.S. Lewis 怎么说呢？
What did C.S. Lewis say?
他说，希望是心跟爱以外第三种的所添的长存的美德。
He said, hope beyond faith and love is the third eternal heavenly virtue.
这个就是说我们不断地盼望将来永存的世界。
He said that it means it's a real and constant hope for the future kingdom.
但并不是说对某一些的人这是逃避现实一个避世的主义。
This is not a form of escape or asceticism.
也不是说是天真的一种想法。
And this is not a naive creation.
而是基督徒在他内心里面有个坚定的盼望。
But this is a firm and inner conviction of Christians.
那我们并不说，如果我们盼望将来。
We do not say we hope for the future.
我们把现在的事情就丢下不管。
But we ignore the present.
他如果你念历史的话。
If you study history.
你就可以发现那些对世界整个世界有贡献的基督徒。
You will find that those who have contributed, the Christians.
是对将来来来世的有一个很深的盼望。
Are all those who have a deep hope for the future.
他说为什么今天很多的基督徒他们是软弱没有力量呢？
Why are many Christians today weak and powerless?
因为他们从来没有想到将来要来的世界。
Because they have not considered the coming kingdom.
他们基督徒是一个非常软弱的基督徒。
They are weak.
他如果你能够注意着天。
If you can pay attention to heavenly things,
你也可以同时得着地。
Then you will receive the earthly things.
如果你单单看着地的话，
If you only care about the earthly things,
将来你要失去天，也要失去地。
Then you will lose both heaven and earth.
所以我们基督徒有一个很大的希望。
So we have a great hope.
我们知道我们的主快要再来。
Because we know our Lord is coming.
因为他曾经对他的门徒应许说。
Because he has promised his disciples.
在约翰福音第十四章第一节到第三节里面告诉我们说。
In the Gospel of John,
Chapter 14, verses 1 to 3.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
这是主耶稣给门徒的一个应许。
This is a promise that Christ gave.
主耶稣不但对门徒有这个应许。
Not only did he promise his disciples,
他对他的仇敌有一个警告。
He has a warning for his adversaries.
他的警告在马太福音第二十六章里面说。
In Matthew 26, verse 64,
这里他告诉那他些仇敌说。
He said to his enemies,
他说，你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
He said, I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. So the second coming of Christ, not only is it a message of comfort to the disciples, it's also a warning to his enemies. You will see me on the right hand of the Mighty One and coming down in the clouds of heaven. You know that during the Second World War, General MacArthur,
他离开菲律宾的时候,
when he left the Philippines,
他讲了一句非常有名的话,
he said a very famous phrase.
他说, I shall return.
我将回来。
我要再回来。
I will return.
这个不但是对当地的百姓是一个鼓励。
Not only was it encouragement to the locals,
也是对仇敌有个警告。
But it was a warning to the enemy.
I shall return. 当第二次世界大战快结束的时候。
Toward the end of the war,
MacArthur 回到菲律宾。
MacArthur came back to the Philippines.
他已经回来了。
He said, I have returned.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus.
他对他的门徒有这样的应许。
He has this promise to his disciples.
他对他的仇敌有这样的一个警告。
He has this warning to his enemies.
所以我告诉弟兄姐妹们很奇怪的是什么呢？
So I tell you a very extraordinary thing.
魔鬼相信耶稣的话。
The devil believes in Jesus.
基督徒不相信。
But the Christians don't.
魔鬼知道耶稣要来。
The devil knows that he will be back.
基督徒不相信。
Christians don't.
所以基督徒就糊糊涂涂、马马虎虎、轻轻踩踩、随随便便。
So we live in casual complacency.
因为我们根本不相信耶稣快要再来。
Because we don't believe he's coming back.
我仇敌知道。
But the enemy knows.
所以仇敌知道他的时间已经不多了，他就气愤愤的下到我们的当中。
So the enemy knows his time is short and he works hard.
他是 overtime, 他工作很久了。
He works overtime.
他一直在那边工作。
He continues to
work. 因为他知道耶稣要再来。
Because he knows Christ is coming.
耶稣如果来的话，他要建立一个公平正义的一个世界。
He's going to establish a world of justice.
他要成立 毁坏撒旦所做的工作。
He wants to destroy the powers of Satan.
那个时候就是大同的社会。
And that would be the world of utopia.
Great society.
The great society.
耶稣基督要来建立一个大的国度。
He wants to create a great society.
我告诉弟兄姐妹们。
I want to tell you.
我们用各种的方法想要改造这个世界。
We use many different ways to try to change this world.
正好像一个小孩子从外面回来的，一个人从外面回来的时候。
Just like a person coming back from home.
有人告诉他说：“我已经给你冲了一杯 coffee。”
Someone tells him, "I have a cup of coffee for you."
他拿了这杯 coffee 以后
，He takes the coffee.
他就喝一口。
He takes a drink.
喝了以后，他说：“这个 coffee 是苦的。”
He said, "This coffee is bitter."
他人告诉说你再把它搞一搞扭一扭就好
And the guy said well, why don't you stir it
他扭了很久
So he kept stirring
再喝一口
Took another drink
还是苦的
It's still bitter
你知道为什么
Do you know why
这么简单的事情还不知道
It's a simple question
为什么一个苦啊
Why is it bitter
没有放糖在里面
Didn't put sugar in it
今天整个的世界
In this whole world
很多人都在那边想搞搞搞搞搞
Many people are stirring
搞了以后还是苦的
But it still tastes bitter.
每个总统上台的时候，都盼望能够有改进。
Every president comes with a new agenda.
当 Roosevelt 上台的时候，他讲到 New Deal.
When Roosevelt came on, he talked about the New Deal.
在 Reagan 上台的时候，讲到 New Beginning.
Reagan was the New Beginning.
Clinton 上台的时候，要讲到 New Start.
Clinton has a new start.
新开始的一件事情。
A new start.
不都是用在那边搞这个 coffee?
It's just stirring.
结果还是苦的。
It's still bitter.
在这里我们看见主耶稣要建立一个永远公义公正的世界
God wants to establish an eternal and righteous world
为什么我相信主耶稣快要再来呢
why do I believe that Christ is coming
头一件事情
The first reason
因为圣经已经有了这样的一个应许
Because the Bible has promised this
哦，我没有办法把整本的圣经从创世纪到启示录告诉各位为什么我相信耶稣快要再来
It's impossible for me to tell you every case in the Bible of this reference
因为在圣经里面一共有1845次
Because in the Bible there are 1845 references
讲到耶稣快要再来
To Christ's second coming.
差不多平均每三十节就提到一次。
Once every 30 verses.
在新约里面。
In the New Testament.
一共有新约有216章。
There are 216 total chapters.
可在新约里面有318次讲到耶稣的再来。
And yet there are 318 references to his coming.
那如果我们讲到旧约来讲。
If we're talking about the Old Testament.
旧约里面我们至少可以提到七个人。
There are at least seven people in the Old Testament
在那边讲到耶稣还要再来
that speak of the second coming of Christ
摩西
Moses
约伯
Job
大卫
David
以赛亚
Isaiah
耶利米
Jeremiah
但以理
Daniel
撒迦利亚
and Zechariah
摩西在生命记第18:15里面说
Moses in Deuteronomy 18:15
他说在你们中间将来要兴起有一个先知像我一样
He said the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me
史蒂芬在他讲道里面第使徒行传第七章他就提到这件事情
And this was the reference Stephen used in his sermon in Acts
他说将来有兴起一位先知那就是摩西所说的
One day a prophet will come like Moses
因为他讲过一句话
Job said
刚才我们已经念过
Which was something we read
他说我知道我的救赎主活着将来必要站立在地上
He said I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand upon the earth
哇在黑云漫步的时候
When the clouds covered the sky
又不说 I know that my Redeemer lives 我知道我的救赎主活着我们知道大卫
David
大卫在他的诗篇里面
In his Psalms
诗篇118篇第22-26节
Psalm 118 verses 22-26
他说匠人所砌的石头已经成为房角的头盔石头
He said the stone the builder rejected has become the capstone
以赛亚他这样的讲
Book of Isaiah
在以赛亚书第59章里面说
Chapter 59
他说必有一位救赎主来到锡安
He said the Redeemer will come to Zion
耶利米也同样的说
Jeremiah
耶利米第23章第5节里面说
Chapter 23 verse 5
他说日子将到我要给大卫家兴起个公义的苗裔他必掌主权行事有智慧在地上施行公平和公义
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land.
那有一节圣经我要大家一起看的,
there is another passage as well.
就是但以理第七章第十三节,
Daniel chapter 7, verse 13.
在这里但以理给我们看见一个美好的希望,
Daniel here paints a wonderful hope.
但以理第七章里面告诉我们说,
Daniel chapter 7 says,
从第十三节开始,
verse 13, starting in verse 13.
我在夜间的异象中看见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来被临到恒古藏在这的面前。
In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence.
得了全兵荣耀国度,
he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power.
是各国各族的人, 都侍奉他, 他的权柄是永远的, 不能废去, 他的国也必不败坏。
All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is everlasting.
And 看见没有在这里, 但以理他说预言,
here he sees, Daniel speaks a prophecy.
将到主耶稣都快要再来,
speaking a prophecy of the coming of Christ.
他要得着国度权柄荣耀,
that he will receive dominion, power, and
特别在撒迦利亚书里面,
in Zechariah.
撒迦利亚告诉我们说,
Zechariah says,
在第十四章第四节里面说, 主有一天要起来,
verse 14,
他要站在耶路撒冷,
chapter 14, verse 4,
面对着橄榄山,
that one day Jesus will stand before
Jerusalem.
He will face Mount Olives and they will split in two.
当1974年, 我在耶路撒冷的时候,
in 1974, when I was in Jerusalem,
我住在的旅馆是面对着橄榄山,
the hotel I lived in faced the Mount of
Olives. 每天早晨我起来的时候,
and every morning as I rise,
我说主啊, 我不知道你什么时候来,
I say, Lord, I don't know when you're coming.
当有一天你来的时候,
but one day when you come,
你要站在那个地方,
you will stand there.
你要看见这个山裂成两半,
and you will see this mountain split
in two.
Not only are there these Old Testament prophecies,
在新月里面,
but in New Testament,
如果你留心看, A.J. Gordon, 他所写的一本书,
if you read carefully A.J. Gordon's writing,
那本书说, How Christ Come to Church,
it's called How Christ Comes to Church.
他里面讲一句话, 讲一段话说,
he said,
主耶稣再来的信仰,
the doctrine of the second coming,
在整本的圣经里面,
throughout the scriptures,
特别是在新约里面,
especially in the New Testament,
好像一座高山一样轰烈在那个地方,
looms like a large mountain.
无论你从哪一个地方来看的话,
so no matter where you view it from,
你都可以发现山峰就在你的眼前,
you will see it's, that the peak is in front of you.
当我读新约圣经的时候,
when I read the New Testament,
很多的圣徒他们的眼睛都注着,
many believers focus on the coming of Christ.
我在日本住了三年,
I lived 3 years in Japan.
人都很喜欢看见富士山,
many people like to see Mount Fuji.
在东京很多地方都可以看到富士山,
from many angles in Tokyo you can see,
特别在天气好的时候,
especially in good weather,
日本人称为富士山是一座圣山,
they consider it a holy mountain.
每天早晨他们盼望能够看见富士山,
the Japanese hope to see this mountain each day.
那新约圣经里面讲到耶稣都的再来,
and in the New Testament the second coming of Christ is like a mountain.
你记得当彼得开始在五旬节讲道的时候,
you remember when Peter preached at Pentecost,
在使徒行传第二章跟第三章里面,
in Acts chapter 2 and 3,
在第二章他讲到耶稣的复活,
in chapter 2 he spoke of the resurrection,
第三章里面讲到耶稣的还要再来,
in chapter 3 he spoke of the second coming,
复活跟再来两件不能分开的事情,
the resurrection and the return are inseparable.
保罗在他的书信里面,
Paul in his epistles,
特别在帖撒罗尼迦书里面,
especially in the book of Thessalonians,
常常讲到耶稣的再来,
refer to this often.
如果你留心看帖撒罗尼迦前书,
if you read 1 Thessalonians carefully, the concluding verses of every chapter in that book speaks of the second coming. Of course, John has a particular hope for the coming.
如果你留心看约翰一书第三章第二节，
if you read carefully 1 John chapter 2,
他说弟兄们，主耶稣的再来现在如何我们不知道，不当他显现的时候我们都要像他一样。
And he said, though we do not know when he is coming, when he appears we will be like him.
雅各提到耶稣的再来，
James spoke of the coming.
犹大特别预言到以诺讲到耶稣的再来。
And Jude talked about Enoch prophesying about.
所以，如果你今天留心看圣经的话，圣经里满了耶稣的再来的事情。
So if you read carefully through the Word of God, you will find it everywhere.
我为什么相信他一定要再来？
Why do I believe that he is?
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们说耶稣要再来。
Because it is such a clear teaching in the Scriptures.
第二件事情。
The second item.
昨天晚上我听 Dr. James Taylor.讲的是我心里面一直说感谢主。
Yesterday, as I heard the message, I continued to thank the Lord.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
他在 Hong Kong.
He is in Hong Kong.
我在 Dallas.
I am in Dallas.
我们都被一个灵所感动。
Yeah, we are moved by the same spirit.
还有我们另外一位洪弟兄。
And the other brother, Hong.
也预备讲到耶稣的复活。
And he too is speaking on the resurrection.
哦、oh, ，我的内心里面有个很大的感动。
My heart was deeply moved.
耶稣基督的复活。
Because the resurrection of Christ.
是我们信仰最重要的一点。
Is the foundation of our faith.
我开了心以后很痛，痛心的手术。开了心以后啊，也不能笑，也不能咳嗽，也不能讲话讲得太多。
After I had my surgery, I hurt easily.
晚上睡不着觉。
It was hard for me to sleep.
不，这首诗歌。
But this song.
一直在我的心里面。
Continue to be in my mind.
Because he lives.
Because he lives.
I can face tomorrow.
我可以面临明天。
因他活着。
Because he lives.
不再惧怕。
I'm no longer afraid.
因我深知。
Because I know
他掌管明天。
He holds tomorrow.
生命充满了意义。
And life is full of meaning.
只因他活着。
Because he lives.
我们再唱一次，好吧？
Let's sing it again.
一起唱。
Let's sing it together.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
对不起，我唱惯了英文，我们用中文唱。
Let's sing it in Chinese.
因他活着，我们面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
他是一位永远活着的主。
He is an eternal God.
你知道不知道我们基督徒的信仰有五个柱子？
Do you know that there are seven pillars in our Christian faith?
每个房子都有柱子。
Every building has pillars.
我们基督徒的信仰有五条柱子。
There are five pillars in our Christian faith.
哪个五条柱子呢？
Which five?
耶稣基督的降生。
The birth of Christ.
耶稣基督钉死十字架。
The crucifixion of Christ.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Christ.
耶稣基督的升天。
The ascension of Christ.
耶稣基督还要再来。
And the return of Christ.
跟我一起 repeat 一下。
Let's repeat them.
第一，耶稣的降生。 第二，耶稣钉死。 第三，耶稣的复活。 第四，耶稣的升天。 第五，再来。你如果要做一个基督徒，
If you want to be a Christian,
你一定要相信这五件事。
You need to believe these five things.
你相信耶稣是童贞于玛利亚所生的。
And believe he is born of the Virgin Mary.
耶稣的肉身被钉在十字架上。
And that he was crucified on the cross.
耶稣基督是从死里面复活。
Was resurrected.
耶稣升入高天。
Has ascended to heaven.
耶稣还要再来。
And he will return.
现在我问各位。
Now I ask,
这五件事情，
of these five things,
有几件已经应验？
How many has already happened?
百分之多少？
80%.
80%. 看见没有? 这五件事情,
Notice these
有四件已经应验,
Four have already been realized.
80%.
百分之八十,
还剩下多少?
How much is left?
20%.
20%.
这个五件事情,
these five things.
我这一次说每个基督徒都要相信,
it's something that every Christian needs to believe.
这五件事情最重要的就是什么?
What is the most important thing?
每一件都重要,
everyone is important.
最重要的是什么?
But what is the most important?
每一件都重要,
everyone is important.
耶稣的降生,
the birth of Christ,
耶稣的定死,
the crucifixion.
如果耶稣单单降生定死而没有复活,
if there was only birth and crucifixion without resurrection,
那就完了,
that's the end.
对不对?
Isn't that true?
复活,
the resurrection
带给我们新的盼望,
brings us new hope.
如果耶稣没有复活,
if Christ was not resurrected,
他的死不过是一个密室, 是一个英雄, 是一个爱国主义的人,
if he died without being resurrected, he was merely a hero, a patriot.
不耶稣复活了,
but he was resurrected.
耶稣如果没有复活,
if he was not resurrected,
你根本不必说,主呀, 我愿意快来,
you don't need to say, Lord, I will that you come.
这是痴人说梦,
this is the foolish babbles of an idiot.
这是hopeless dream. 如果耶稣没有复活,
if Jesus is not resurrected,
他怎么能够再来呢?
How can he come again?
现在我要问各位问题啊,
I want to ask you something.
大家都要回答,
we need to answer.
耶稣从死里复活, 奇妙不奇妙?
Is it a wonderful thing that he's resurrected?
我看你们样子一点不奇妙。
I don't think you think it's wonderful.
我问你奇妙不奇妙, 你说奇妙。 哪里像奇妙的样子?
If,
我再问一次啊,
let me ask again.
耶稣从死里复活, 奇妙不奇妙?
奇妙。有什么奇妙?
Why is it wonderful?
你知道耶稣是谁?
Do you know who Jesus is?
他是神啊,
he is God.
神能够从死里复活, 奇妙不奇妙?
The resurrection of God, is it amazing?
我昨天晚上睡觉,
last night I was sleeping.
我跟弟兄谈话完了, 我去睡觉,
after we shared, he slept.
今天早上我起,
this morning I woke up.
他看见我, 你说奇妙不奇妙?
Is it amazing that I see him this morning?
啊,你怎么起来了? 我再问,
I want to ask you again.
耶稣从死里复活, 奇妙不奇妙?
Is the resurrection amazing?
绝对是不奇妙。 还是奇妙。
It's still amazing.
不,他复活是应该的。
But he should be resurrected.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
他不复活,那太奇妙了。
It would be amazing if he wasn't resurrected.
我告诉各位, 最奇妙的, 耶稣能够死。
The most amazing thing is that he can die.
How can it be that thou, my God, shall die for me? It's amazing. It's wonderful. 弟兄姐妹们, 我愿意在这里恭敬地讲, 耶稣的复活是奇妙的事情, 不更奇妙的, he died on the cross and died for me. 那才奇妙, 我告诉你。
That is amazing.
耶稣是神,
he is God.
他一定要复活,
and he must be resurrected.
如果他不复活, 这是件不可能的事情。
It's impossible otherwise.
我告诉弟兄姐妹们, 基督教的信仰就是耶稣基督。
This is the foundation of Christianity.
你不但是相信耶稣,
believing in Jesus.
你要相信耶稣是神,
believing that he is God.
他的降生是奇妙,
that his birth is
他的定死是奇妙,
amazing. His crucifixion is amazing.
他的复活是奇妙,
his resurrection is amazing.
他的升天是奇妙,
his ascension is amazing.
他再有奇妙的降临,
and he will return.
因为他的名字就称为什么?
Because his name is wonderful.
大家一起说, 他的名字称为什么?
What is his name?
Wonderful. 奇妙。 Amen. 感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们因为奇妙的耶稣,
because of the amazing Christ.
我告诉弟兄姐妹们, 耶稣到世界上来不是单单来传真理,
he came not to preach the truth,
他就是真理。
Because he is the truth.
他说我就是道路、真理、生命。
He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
他不是单单来传福音。
He came not to preach the good news.
他本身就是福音。
He is the good news.
所以在马可福音第一章第一节里面说，神的儿子耶稣基督，福音的起头。
So that is why in Mark 1:1, it said the Lord Jesus, Son of God, the beginning of God.
不错，他是神。
He is God.
他也是个人。
He is man.
他是个好人。
He is a good man.
他是个伟人。
He is a great man.
他是个圣人。
He is a saintly man.
他是个完人。
He is a complete man.
Perfect man.
Perfect.
他不但是一个 perfect man.
Not only is he perfect.
他也是一个完全的神。
He is fully God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
基督耶稣的道理。
The teaching of
Jesus.
不是
单单一些哲学。
It's not just philosophy.
信条。
Or doctrine.
他就是神。
He is God.
在希伯来书第一章第三节里面说。
In Hebrews, first chapter 1 verse 3.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the radiance of God's glory.
他是神本体的真相。
The exact representation of his being.
神一切的本性就是丰丰盛盛的，在他的儿子。耶稣基督里面
all of the fullness of the deity was revealed in Christ.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣基督就是神。
So we see that he is God.
在提摩太前书第一章第三章第十六节里面说
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
大在金钱的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉体显现。
The mystery of godliness is great that God, he appeared in a body.
在哥林多后书第五章第十九节里面说
And 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
神在基督里面使我们与他和好。
In Christ, he reconciled us to himself.
约翰第一章第十四节里面说
John 1:4.
Verse 14. 生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and that light is the light of men.
对不起，第四节里面说，生命在他里头。
In him
is life. 这生命就是人的光。
And that life is the light of
man. 万物都借着他造的。
All things are created.
凡没造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
There is nothing that was created that was not through him.
耶稣基督是永不改变的神。
Jesus Christ is the unchanging God.
耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
From now to forever, he is the same.
所以在启示录第二十一章第六节里面说，我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
That is why in Revelation 21 verse 6, he says, I am Alpha and Omega.
耶稣基督是昔在、今在、以后永在的主。
He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
耶稣基督是历史的事实。
He is a historical reality.
耶稣基督他自己说他是神。
He claimed himself to be God.
他也证明他是神。
And he proved he is God.
所以在这里我们如果不接受他是神的话
Therefore, if we don't accept him as God,
你怎么能够接受他所讲的一切的话语呢
How can you accept the other things he says?
这样的话你是自欺欺人
Then you are deceiving yourself
你可以相信他或者拒绝他
You can believe him or not believe him
当你相信的时候就是接受他
When you believe, you accept
你接受他的神性
You accept his deity
在这里我们看见
Here we see.
我们再回到耶稣基督的复活来讲。
If we return to the resurrection.
刚才我们已经讲过耶稣基督死里面复活。
We know that he was resurrected.
正好像昨天晚上我们已经听见过。
Just as we heard last night.
如果耶稣没有复活。
If he is not resurrected.
我们所信的就是枉然。
What we believe is futile.
我们所传的也是枉然。
What we preach is in vain.
福音的信息。
Because the message of the gospel.
就是耶稣死了，埋葬了。又复活了
is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要传一个完备的福音。
So we need to preach a complete gospel.
英国有一位文学家。
There is a literist in England.
他是 Scotland 的人。
He is from Scotland.
Thomas Curry. 有一次，他对一个法国的哲学家 Auguste Comte。
One day he said to a French philosopher, Auguste Comte,
他说我要设立一个宗教。
He said, I'm going to establish a religion.
我这个宗教有没有神秘色彩的。
A religion without mysteries.
他说我的宗教是很 simple, 很简单的。
A very simple religion.
好像数学一样。
Like mathematics.
我要把这个宗教来代替基督教。
I want to replace Christianity with this one.
你觉得怎么样？
What do you think?
这个 August Kong 他怎么说呢
？August Kong said,
可以啊，他说
，You could.
你只要讲人从来没有讲过的话
，as long as you say things that no one has ever heard，
做人从来没有做过的事情
，do things that no one has ever done before，
最后你被钉死
，and be nailed on the cross，
第三天你要活过来
，and be resurrected in the third day，
一直活在人的心里面
，and continue to live in people's hearts，
这样你就可以创立一个宗教来代替基督教
，then you can find a religion that to replace Christianity。
哦，弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
耶稣基督的复活
，the resurrection of Christ，
是一件非常非常重要的事情
，is an important thing。
那有一节圣经
，a passage of Bible，
每个基督徒都应该知道
，which you should all know。
你不需要打开来念
，you don't need to turn to it，
不需打开来看啊
，you're not allowed to turn to it。
罗马书第十章第九节
Romans 10 verse 9
他说一个人怎么可以得救呢
How can a person be saved?
只要你口里怎么
To confess with your mouth
承认什么耶稣是主
Christ is Lord
心里怎么相信
believe in your heart That he is
你记得啊
Resurrect
你不但是要口里承认耶稣是主
You need to confess with your mouth He is Lord.
心里相信
Your heart needs to believe.
有的时候我们讲到这里就停了
Sometimes we stop there.
我们是只要你口里承认，心里相信，就必得救
With our mouth and with our heart, we believe. What do we believe?
不知道
I don't know.
承认什么
What do we admit, profess?
承认什么不知道
I don't know.
我再次问，口里承认什么
We confess with our mouth.
耶稣是
That He is Lord.
心里相信
Believe in our hearts
相信什么他从死里复活
That he was resurrected from the dead
如果你做一个基督徒糊涂涂的话
If you're a Christian that is confused
你就是做一个蒙叉叉的基督徒不知道心里相信什么
You don't know what you believe really、
你问他你相信什么
What do you really believe?
我相信跟我牧师所相信的完全一样
I believe the same stuff my pastor believes
你牧师相信什么
What does your pastor believe?
我牧师相信跟我所相信的完全一样
What he believes is what I believe
你们究竟相信什么
What do you believe?
我们共同的信仰都是一样的
We believe in the same thing
究竟相信什么
What do you believe?
你咋样
I don't know
这个就是蒙叉叉的基督徒
This is a 蒙叉叉 question.
你不但是要相信
Not only do you have to believe.
相信耶稣从死里复活
You have to believe he was resurrected.
就必得救
And you will be saved.
如果你还没有清楚地相信，我今天恭敬地要求你
If you have not clearly believed.
你自己祷告
I ask you to pray.
不但说我是个基督徒。
Not only
我相信耶稣从死里复活
that I'm a Christian, but I believe that Christ was resurrected.
我告诉弟兄姐妹们，复活对我们有很重要的关系。
I need to tell you the importance of the resurrection.
头一件事情
Number one,
这位复活的主
this resurrected Lord,
要永远与我们同在。
He will always be with us.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank.
他的名称为以马内利
because his name is Emmanuel.
有很多的基督徒在危险当中，在困难当中。去年十一月，当我到中国大陆的时候
，Many Christians in trials and in dangers. Last October, when I was in China,
我有机会跟那边的弟兄姐妹们一起谈话。
I had opportunity to speak.
他们跟我讲很多很多的见证
，and heard many many
testimonies. 怎么样在困难当中
，in trials，
他们知道主与我们同在。
How they came to know that God was with them.
我告诉弟兄姐妹们
，I tell you.
我们要紧的知道主与我们同在。
We need to know that He is with us.
他永远与我们同在。
And He is always with us.
最近我见到一个拜菩萨的人。
Recently, I met a Buddhist.
在 Dallas.
In Dallas.
我就讲到为什么我们要信耶稣。
And I spoke of why we need to believe in Christ.
后来他忽然换了一个题目。
And he changed the topic.
他说牧师啊，你到过世界上这么多的地方。
He said, Pastor, you've traveled all over the world.
你觉得哪个地方最好？
What is the ideal place?
我常常被人问这个问题。
I'm often asked this question.
他说你去过欧洲，去过非洲，去过亚洲，很多地方，你觉得什么地方最好？
You've been to all these different continents. Where is the best place to live?
我说我老实告诉你。
I tell you truthfully, I say.
问题不是在哪里。
Problem is not where.
问题你跟谁在一起。
The problem is who you are with.
对不对？如果你跟一个心爱的人在一起。
If you are with a loved one.
这个是最好的地方。
This is the best place.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
不管你在王宫里面
Whether it's in a palace
你在深山里面
In a mountain
如果有一个人是你心爱的
If you are with your loved one
你觉得这个地方最好
And this is the place to
我这一次说
I tell you again.
圣经应许我们。
The Bible promises.
神要跟我们同在。
That He will be with us.
你知道英文这句话说 goodbye 什么意思？
In English, we say goodbye. What does
goodbye
it mean?
Goodbye just means God be with you.
goodbye. God be with you.
从来没有一个拜菩萨的人说菩萨跟你同在。我告诉你，菩萨跟你同在，你怕死了。
If Buddha's with you, you'd be terrified.
晚上睡不着觉。
You can't sleep.
我们有主跟我们同在。
We have the Lord with us.
这是一个最美的事情。
This is a wonderful thing.
所以这位复活的主。
So this resurrected Lord.
与我们同在。
He is with us.
因为他是复活的。
Because he is resurrected.
他能够听我们的祷告。
He can hear our prayers.
我们祷告不是打空气。
Our prayers is not.
你优先开启圣经，好吧？
Let's turn to the Bible.
我有的时候如果不让你看圣经，我会觉得很 nervous， 因为我怕我会讲错。我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
这里告诉我们说。
It says here.
第三十四节，第八章第三十四节。
Romans 8:34.
谁？我们一起来念来。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣都已经死了，并且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。嗯，各位，你知道吗？我们如果相信耶稣从死里复活
，If we believe he is raised from the dead，
如果我们知道他从死里复活
，If we know he is raised，
我们的祷告他一定垂听。
Then our prayers he will listen to，
因为他替我们祷告。
Because he intercedes on our behalf。
哦，有的时候有人讲这句话，我觉得很宝贵。
Often I hear this precious。
祷告是什么呢
？What is prayer？
祷告就是你内心里面的基督跟宝座上的基督一起谈话。
Prayer is the conversation between the inner Christ in your heart and the Christ on the throne.
不是你自己在讲话。
Not only yourself speaking.
因为内心里面的基督知道宝座上面基督知道天父的需要是什么。
Because the inner Christ knows the Christ on the throne.
所以如果你知道耶稣是复活的主。
So if you know he is the resurrected Lord.
他就能够叫我们的祷告蒙垂听。
Then he will cause our prayers to be heard.
Not only 因为耶稣已经从死里复活
，because he is resurrected，
所以他有大能大力
，so he has all the power。
哦，有一节圣经一直帮助我的。
A passage of Bible really helped me。
在以弗所书第一章
，in Ephesians，
我们一起看一下，好吧
？Let us turn to it。
以弗所书第一章
，Chapter 1 of Ephesians，
这里给我们看见。
We see here，
这里怎么说呢？我们看第十九节。
Verse 19.
并知道他向我们这信的人所现的能力是何等的浩大。
And his incomparable great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength.
第二十节我们一起念。
Verse 20.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。是一个复活的大能。
This great power of the resurrection
叫我的内心里面得到帮助。
Gives me comfort in my heart.
我在基督施政协会工作了二十五年。
I worked at Ambassador for Christ for over 25 years.
常常有很多的困难。
Often we encounter difficulties.
有很多的问题。
And problems.
不，这节圣经。
But this passage
帮助了我。
Helped me.
我们一起打开以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter
第二十节。
Three.
我们一起念，一起念，来。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超乎我们所求所想。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就了一切，超乎我们所求所想的。
He is fully able to accomplish.
这里说 ，God is able. God is able to do. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. 神能够成就。
God.
那英文说 God is able to do， 不，中文说 God is able to accomplish。神不但是能够做，神能够成就。弟兄姐妹们，好多的时候，你的人生好像个汽车。轮胎已经没有气了。
Often our life is like a flat tire.
你走路的时候走不动。
And it's hard to walk.
垂头丧气,
and you're depressed.
在教会里面你唱, Hallelujah.
In the church, you sing Hallelujah.
到了家里面你说,
When you get home, you say, Aya.
你好像泄了气一样,
and you're a deflated tire.
这里怎么说呢? God is able to do, God is able to accomplish, exceeding abundantly above all. 神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，匆匆匆匆地成就了一切。这个力量是什么？
What is His power?
这个是复活的大力。The
power of the resurrection.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
不要再垂头丧气。
Do not be discouraged.
唱诗的是无尽大锤。
Sing when you sing.
我看你们有的时候唱诗啊, 一天到晚就是埋头苦干。 一天到晚拿着一本诗本在那边唱唱唱唱唱，有的人说基督徒祷告的时候总是眉头皱得很紧的，一点不像快乐的样子。
Christians often pray very seriously.
你们祷告的时候是，当然，有的时候你很 serious 祷告，有人看不见我们基督徒有什么快乐的样子。But
we need to also have a joyful side.
How are you today? And. Because he is, I can face tomorrow. Because he is, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living. Just because he is. 让你低头，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们满心快乐感谢赞美你。
Our Lord and our God, we come with joyful hearts.
因为你是位复活的主。
Because you are living Lord.
你一定要活到永永远远。
And you are eternal.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们赞美你。
And we praise you.
把我们从我们的生活行动当中能够显出你是复活的主来。
Lord, in our lives and our actions, may we reflect your
light. 而你的力量充满在我们的里面。
And fill us with your power.
祷告奉主的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 对不起，我迟了10分钟。
10 minutes overtime, sorry.
不能怪我。
My fault.
因为你们来的时候就迟了。
Because you were late.
下次准时到啊。
Next time be on time.
我们明天要继续的思想。
We'll continue to share tomorrow.
他来做什么?
Why he came.
谢谢各位。